The Tafsir of Surah Quraysh, Chapter 106, which was revealed in Mecca.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful.
لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشٍ إِلَافِهِمْ رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ
Translation: For the Ilaf of the Quraysh, their Ilaf caravans in winter and in summer. So let them worship the Lord of this house, who has fed them against hunger and has made them safe from fear. Surah Quraysh, verses 1 to 4, Al-Quran. The tafsir of this surah is: this surah has been separated from the one that preceded it in the primary Mus'haf, which is the original copy of Usman. They, the companions, wrote, "In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful," on the line that is the space between these two surahs. They did this even though this surah is directly related to the one which precedes it, as Muhammad bin Ishaq and Abdurrahman bin Zaid bin Aslam have both clarified. This is because the meaning of both of them is, "We have prevented the elephant from entering Mecca, and we have destroyed its people in order to gather," that is, Ilaf, the Quraysh, which means to unite them and bring them together safely in their city. It has also been said that the meaning of this Ilaf is what they would gather during their journey in the winter to Yemen and in the summer to Asham, which is Syria, through trade and other than that. Then they would return to their city in safety during their journeys due to the respect that the people had for them, because they were the residents of Allah's sanctuary. Therefore, whoever knew them would honor them. Even those who came to them and traveled with them would be safe because of them. This was their situation during their journeys and travels during their winter and summer. In reference to their living in the city, then it is as Allah said, "Have they not seen that we have made it a secure sanctuary while men are being snatched away from all around them?" Chapter 29, verse 67, Al-Quran. Thus Allah says in the first and second ayat of Surah Quraysh, "For the Ilaf of the Quraysh, their Ilaf." This is a subject that has been transferred from the first sentence in order to give it more explanation. Thus Allah says in Surah Quraysh, verse number 3, "Their Ilaf caravans in winter and in summer." Ibn Jarir said, "The correct opinion is that the letter Lam is a prefix that shows amazement. It is as though he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is saying, 'You should be amazed at the uniting or taming of the Quraysh, and my favor upon them in that.'" He went on to say this is due to the consensus of the Muslims that they are two separate and independent surahs. Then Allah directs them to be grateful for this magnificent favor in his saying in Surah Quraysh, verse number 3, "So let them worship the Lord of this house," meaning then let them single him out for worship, just as he has given them a safe sanctuary and a sacred house. This is as Allah says, "I have been commanded only to worship the Lord of this city, who has sanctified it and to whom belongs everything, and I am commanded to be from among the Muslims." Chapter 27, verse 91, Al-Quran. Then Allah says in Surah Quraysh, verse number 4, "Who has fed them against hunger?" Meaning, he's the Lord of the house and he's the one who feeds them against hunger. "And he has made them safe from fear," meaning he favors them with safety and gentleness, so they should single him out for worship alone, without any partner. They should not worship any idol, rival, or statue besides him. Therefore, whoever accepts this command, Allah will give him safety in both this life and the hereafter. However, whoever disobeys him, he will remove both of them from him. This is as Allah says, and Allah puts forward the example of a township that dwelt secure. and well content, its provision coming to it in abundance from every place. But it denied the favors of Allah. So Allah made it taste extreme of hunger and fear because of that which they used to do. And verily, they had come unto them a messenger from among themselves, but they denied him. So the torment overtook them while they were the wrongdoers. Chapter 16, verses 112 and 113, Al-Quran. This is the end of the tafsir of Surah Quraysh, and all praise and thanks are due to Allah.